High school basketball is on the air. We begin each game day in the paint as we preview tonight's matchup. Here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS with Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. The Blue Hawks getting set to play host to the Dragons out of Gretna. So we spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher. And coach, your first game, or actually your second game in 13 days. Now it's been a long time since you guys been on the floor.
Yeah, that second game at the holiday tournament, not being able to play that, you know, you kind of look back at it now and you go, man, I wish we could have played at least one more game in there. But it would have been a back-to-back nighter, and so you just you deal with it. The kids adjusted well. We practiced hard the next day, just like it was a game situation. And even though practice doesn't give you that game-like experience, I thought we did had a nice, real nice week of practice up to this.
Is this tougher on a young basketball team than a veteran squad?
Probably not. We need all the practice reps we can get, especially going into the stretch where we're not going to get many, you know, fundamental type things drills wise going into this next 5-game stretch in 8 days. And that, you know, when you look at it that way, it was nice in the fact that we had 4 practices where we could really break some stuff down and hopefully make us a little bit better going into the stretch. Because I think anybody will tell you that, you know, you play back, play a game, prepare, play a game, prepare. You're not really looking at everything that you should be looking at as a coach. You're kind of looking at your opponent too much sometimes. Sometimes you're looking at yourself too much. So you really got to just go with the flow at this time of the year.
Lincoln Christian, Northwest, at Minden, Kearney Catholic, your next couple of ball games. That's a rugged stretch for anybody.
Yeah, it's a tough stretch, and we knew that. The schedule's been there, you know, for some time, and we've done a good job of getting our kids ready to play. I think as far as now we're at maybe getting a little bit closer to 100%, you know, and that's kind of where you want to be as far as mental health, physical health this time of the year. You know, you started without a couple players, and then you get to a stretch where we got into a nice little rotation there in our top 7 or 8 players, and now we're going to add, you know, Caesar's going to play just in a little bit tonight just to see where he's at. And you know, anytime you start bringing one of the better players back into your team, it really boosted our practice this last week. I thought just having him in the gym shooting around and doing some running on the side, everybody started looking over their shoulder and saying, hey, we better step it up for him.
So Cesar Tino will be in the lineup at least somewhat tonight. So what's his status? How much is he going to play?
Well, yesterday was his first full contact up and down the floor, and, you know, we just needed to see where he's at. There's no risk of injury or anything like that. It's a matter of his conditioning, his mental side as far as, okay, what can I do, what can I do? And he's going to be limited in a, you know, for at least a couple more weeks in some of the things is of being a 100% Cesar Tino when he was, you know, healthy. But he'll play spot minutes here and there for us tonight, and I guess it's just going to kind of be a feel it out thing and see where he's at going into the second half.
How much will he add once he gets up to 50-75%, then eventually up to 100%? How much will he add to this basketball team?
His IQ is incredible. His ability to just be a leader on the floor, and he's vocal. He'll be able to talk to some of the younger guys. He's done a great job of that on the bench, you know, and now he's into that, hey, I'm going to go out and show these guys how hard I have to play. He hit the board so hard yesterday a couple times, I was a little afraid of it, but the doctors have cleared that, and, you know, it's just a deal where, hey, he added a different quickness level to the entire group.
This looks like this is a young basketball team that just continues to improve.
Yeah, I mean, we're really happy with where we're at. I mean, I know the results haven't always been exactly what we want, but our kids come to work every day. They want to get better. We go two and a half hours for a practice, and they're here for another hour and a half the other day. With this Christmas break, it was great. They were shooting. They were, you know, working on their ball handling. I've got the right attitude. You know, the culture, they've done a great job of building that. I thought at the beginning of the year they were a little soft mentally and didn't understand how hard it was to compete at the varsity level. And I think, you know, that's all coming together now. So hopefully, you know, we just keep getting better.
The one game you did play during the 13-game stretch was in the Aurora Holiday Tournament, a loss to a Norfolk Catholic, 46-44. Just talk about that game.
Well, it was we had a really good approach. And I mean, for Christmas break, you know, you never know what to expect coming out. And we played real well throughout the first three and a half quarters. I thought we did what we wanted to do. We got good shots. The ball went in the hole the first half for us, you know, and that always helps. But played tough. They're a very physical type of group of athletes from all the football championships they've won, and they've returned a lot of the kids that a lot of these kids saw varsity action last year. And so we were there physically. We had the lead, you know, with 4 minutes to play, and I think they grabbed a 1-point lead, and it was kind of seesaw back and forth. And we missed a front end here and there. We missed a layup or two that maybe could have went down, not, you know, contested tough shots, but the kids got to know how to close, and that's one thing a young group sometimes doesn't understand. Is I thought Norfolk Catholic was the more aggressive teams for about the last 4.5 minutes. They denied the wing a little harder. They wouldn't let us get into our offense as easily as they did early on in the game, and it took a little bit away from us, and all of a sudden, you know, you're looking up and you're playing from behind instead of ahead. So we had a last shot right at the rim, and that's kind of what we asked the kids is, you know, are you satisfied, you know, with what type of shot we got in that situation? Did we do what we needed to do to put ourselves in position to win? We did. We just didn't get the win.
It's Gretna here tonight. We'll come back and talk about the Dragons as our pregame show continues after this.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials. And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com to download our world-famous Facebook app for even more fun and coupons.
Bullseye, you know what you say.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
Back with Hastings St. Cecilia boys basketball coach Kevin Asher. It's the Blue Hawks and the Gretna Dragons here tonight. A Class B opponent, coach, and a team that's pretty good, 5-3. What do you know about these guys?
Well, they're typical Gretna, and Coach Beacon over there kind of runs the same system every year, and he'll be the first one to tell you that, you know, they may not have a great true Division II, Division I type basketball player, but they've got a lot of kids that are athletic and put a lot of time into their game, and they run a lot of the same, you know, motion type principles that, you know, we do. They got good athletes. They're going to get up and down the floor. We saw them this summer in Ralston at a tournament, and it's good for our kids to play up a level or two, whether or not, you know, the schedule sometimes really puts a bunch of them back to back to back together, but, you know, for our kids, it gets them excited. They understand that if we can play at a high level with a high level of intensity and compete well with these type of teams, you know, it bodes well, hopefully, for the future.
Five seniors on this team. They've gone to a great size, 6'6", 6'5", 6'3". They got four kids, 6'2", right in there, too. So a gigantic basketball team we'll see tonight.
Yeah, and you know, they're up and down, too. It's not like they're just going to pound it on the block. Now, if they do tonight, I'll be disappointed in our kids not responding. But they're up and down athletic type of team. The Dre kid, number 42, he's a type of kid that can guard your point guard, but then he's 6'5", he can go down on the block and post up or take away your post player too. So that's something we've got to be really aware of is they find a hot player and they really feed off of that. The lighting kid's played well. Number 22, can't remember the name right now, but he's shot well for them. And they play really good pressure defense, and that's kind of where we got to be good, is we got to take care of the basketball, because they can turn a 2-point, 2-turnover type situation, boom, into an 8-10-point lead, and then you're really playing from behind.
Are you going to have some matchup problems in this ballgame with some of these kids?
Well, we hope that, when we get out there, a couple of their kids, you know, are more role players, and they really we hope to be able to just, you know, kind of help off of them. But, you know, that's about the night they feel good about playing against a guy that's not guarding them very tight. So we're going to try to help off as much as we can on those two and try to set down a couple of their main weapons. But it comes down to, I think, you know, rebounding. We've got to, they're athletic enough. They'll just beat you on the boards, you know, if you don't contest that first shot and get a good hit on a guy. And that's a factor. And then, like I said before, the turnover factor. They play about four different looks of trapping defenses at half court. And if you're not ready for them, you know, you're going to get caught in a corner and you're just not going to be strong enough. They're just physical enough kids. All right. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. St. Cecilia and Gretna tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on Hastings' link to local high school sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Stay tuned. The tip-off is straight ahead.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or... What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uradell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Henry Pleasant, good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHS. We're at the Chapman Gym at Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. The Blue Hawks getting set to take on the Gretna Dragons in a boys-only basketball game here tonight. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you. Hastings St. Cecilia coming in. A record of 3 wins, 4 losses on the season. The Hawks have played only one game in the last 13 games, or last 13 days. St. Cecilia playing in the Aurora Holiday Tournament and playing just one game, losing to Norfolk Catholic by the score of 46-44. So in addition to the 5-day moratorium they had in the state of Nebraska, the Hawks played that one game, and now they've been off since the Christmas break. In fact, their last game was on December the 28th. So the Hawks now playing here against Gretna, Class B opponent here this evening. The Gretna Dragons coming in with a mark of 5 wins and 3 losses on the season. Gretna opening up their season with a win over Mount Michael Benedictine, winning that ball game by a score of 52-39. Went on the road and lost to Elkhorn South at 69-47. Also on the road at Bennington and picked up a 62-41 win. They lost to South Sioux City 62-51. Gretna also picking up a win over Waverly 51-49 in overtime. They beat Crete 57-32. Then played in the Gretna Holiday Tournament during the break and lost to Omaha Scud in the opening round 50-47 before coming back to beat Nebraska City by the score of 58-36. Gretna is coached by Brad Feakin, who's got to Hastings ties. Brad Feakin, the head coach at Gretna. And again, this is a team that's averaging about 53.1 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 47.2 on the defensive end. Hastings St. Cecilia coming in. They're averaging 45.2 points per ball game on offense, and they're giving up 45.4 on the defensive end. So it's Hastings St. Cecilia and Gretna here tonight in boys high school basketball. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. We'll come right back. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, a nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
1230 KHAS.
Thank you.
boys high school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHS. Hastings St. Cecilia and Gretna. The Hawks again playing in the Aurora Holiday Tournament and losing to Norfolk Catholic. St. Cecilia's got wins so far this year over Donovan Trumbull, 44-31, Blue Hill, 59-31, and Sandy Creek at 47-45. The losses to Columbus Scotus, Bishop Newman, also to Sutton, and to Norfolk Catholic. Starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Gretna will go with Trevor Lighting, a 6'2" and senior. Also, Nate Skirtla, 6'2" and sophomore. Michael Johnson, 5'10" and a junior. Mitch Dre is a 6'5" and senior. And also, Zach Stover is a 6' senior. For Hastings St. Cecilia, it will be Jamison Esch, a 6'2" and senior. Also, Brooks Asher, a 5'11" freshman. Joe Graufel, a 6'1" senior. Alex Sheehy, 6'2" and a junior. And Chris Hartford, a 6'5" and senior. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. St. Cecilia dressed in their homestanding white uniforms here tonight. Trimner Leonard in the blue. The Dragons come in their green uniforms. Trimner Leonard in the white and the gold. St. Cecilia shooting to our basket to our left, and the Hawks will control the opening tip. So St. Cecilia and Gretna here tonight. Gretna, Class B opponents. As St. Cecilia just now entering a very tough stretch of their schedule here the next couple of weeks. Brooks Asher with the ball on the wing. Moves it over to the far sideline. Joe Graufel has got it. Graufel works the ball inside to Esch. Drives for the hole. Shot up and in. Jamison Esch gets the feed there and scores off of the window. And the Hawks draw first blood in this ball game. It's a 2-0 contest. Gretna has got some very talented kids on this ball club here, and we'll see him throughout the night driving the ball down the right side of the lane. He's going to be Lighting back outside to Stover. Now to Lighting again as he circles around to the free throw line, stops there. Lighting gets it out into three-point territory to Skirtla. St. Cecilia will open up in a man-to-man defense. Here's Mitch Dre, who's their leading scorer, averaging 16 points per ball game. Moves it down to the baseline on the right side. That's Stover. There's a shot on the short baseline by Lighting. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Down the right sideline, the Hawks have the ball. They got a 2-0 lead. Asher with it. Now to Esch. Drives the ball into the paint. Jump pass back outside to Sheehy. His shot from 15 won't go. And the rebound comes down to Lighting. Lighting down the far sideline. Gets it back to Dre. In the center of the floor at the free throw line. Throws it over the far side to Skirtla. His shot for three is no good. We got a foul on the rebound. A personal foul here is going to go on Gretna. It's going to go on Zach Stover. That's going to be his first foul. And the first team foul on the Dragons. Just underway, 6:43 to play here in the first quarter. 2-0 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top. And now Gretna will force the pressure here in the backcourt. Jamison Esch brings it into the offensive zone to Asher. Cranks up to three. Ball is shot. It's up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Mitch Dre. Dre puts it on the floor. Dribbles back the other way. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Jump pass to Johnson. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound here by Stover. Keeps the ball alive for the Dragons. Stover gets it out into 3 points here. It's way down to Lighting over here on the wing on the right side to Nate Skirtla. Bounce pass down on the baseline to Dre with his back to the basket. Dre picked up there by Graufel of Hastings St. Cecilia. Dre looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Throws it back out on top. A three-pointer put up there and in. Trevor Lighting hits the three ball there for Gretna. He's averaging right at 12 points per ball game. And St. Cecilia falls behind by a point down at 3-2. Down the far sideline is going to be Esch. To Joe Graufel, takes it out of the baseline. His bounce pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. Trying to get it over to Chris Hartford on a low block on the left side. The ball tipped out of bounds there by Gretna. It'll be Hastings St. Cecilia playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 5:50 to play here in the first quarter. 3-2 is the score. Gretna is out on top. St. Cecilia will play it into Hartford. Hartford into the paint. Bounce pass to the far sideline to Graufel. Drives the baseline. Puts it up there. The shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Skirtla. Skirtla gets it off to Trevor Lighting. Up the floor they come, down in the corner to Stover. Cross-court pass comes over here to Skirtla. Drives the ball. The basket is shot up and in. Nate Skirtla scoring there, and Gretna goes out on top by a score of 5-2. St. Cecilia scoring the first 2 points of the ball game. Gretna has come back with five straight. Now we get a foul called here on Skirtla in backcourt as Esch was trying to bring the ball up to the near sideline. Nate Skirtla picks up his first personal foul. That's his second team foul on Gretna here in this first quarter. 5:25 to go. Gretna has got the lead by a score of 5-2 over St. Cecilia. Esch brings it into the offensive zone. Double team comes out here to Asher. Swings it right side down to Sheehy. Takes the ball down on the baseline. A bounce pass down on the corner left side to Groffel. Back on top down to Esch. Diagonal pass down in the right corner. Shot is up and in. Alex Sheehy. Sheehy scores on a little short J from the right baseline. 5-4 is the score now. St. Cecilia down by a point. There's a Nate Skirtler with the ball now for the Gretna Dragons. As they get it to the left block, that's going to be Mitch Dre. Back outside to Lighting. Takes it into the lane. Back outside. There's a long-range jumper by Lighting. Or rather, by Dre is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Esch gets it down to Joe Groffel on the far sideline. Groffel holds the ball there as he's picked up by Lighting. Comes out to a Jamison Esch. Comes across the top down to Sheehy. Moves it down in the corner to Asher. Tries to drive the baseline. Can't do it. Back out to Sheehy. Takes it to the free throw line. Back outside the arc as they get it to Joe Groffel. Groffel works it down in the corner again to Asher. He takes the ball out of the paint. Back out to a Groffel. Lobs it inside to Hartford. The ball knocked loose. The scramble is on down here in the baseline. Jump ball is called. Arrow is playing in favor of Gretna, so it's going to be a St. Cecilia turnover. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Cesar Tino. Tino has not played this season. He was injured during the football season for St. Cecilia. He's been rehabbing ever since. A 5'11" and senior. He can really light him up. Did extremely well for the Hawks last year, but again, this is his first playing time of the 2012-2013 season. So Cesar Tino now into the ball game for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stover has got the ball over to Lighting. He's got it at the top of the key. Swings it over on the left side. Back to Lighting now at the top of the circle. Two-handed pass comes to the near side. That's Jackson Coleman who's into the ball game now. Out to Lighting out here in three-point territory. To Mitch Dre. Back outside the ring. The Lighting is three-pointer up there. It's going to rim off no good. Rebound comes down to Tino. Cesar Tino grabs the rebound. Nearly forced out of bounds, but he gets it away to Sheehy. Long pass ahead now to Zach Kitten, who's into the ball game for St. Cecilia. 5-4 the score. Here's a long three put up there. It's going to be no good by Esch. Rebound loose underneath the basket. Picked up by Kitten. Zach Kitten gets it out to Esch. Jamison drives it toward the goal, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go here on the Jackson Coleman of Gretna. That's going to be his first foul. That's going to be team foul number three on the Gretna Dragons. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. It will be Skoke replacing Hartford. 3:25 to play here in the first quarter. 5-4 is the score. St. Cecilia is down by a point. Hawks will inbound the ball baseline right side to get it into Skoke. Skoke moves it down in the corner to Esch. Drives it into the paint. Throws up a little off-balance shot. No good. Tap try, no good. Rebound loose. It's picked up by Skoke again. Now to Kitten on a baseline. 12-footer. Bingo. That Kitten hits his first field goal of the ball game, and St. Cecilia reclaims the lead now at 6-5 with 3:07 to play here in the first quarter. Hawks attacking with a man-to-man defense. High post. Dre has got it now. Just to the left of the circle. Comes over here to Coleman. Back out into three-point territory. That's Jordan Batenhorst, who's into the ball game now for the Dragons. Over to Nate Skirtla. Picked up out there by St. Cecilia's Brooke Sasher. Skirtla hands the ball away to Dre. Dre takes it into the paint. Throws it out on the short baseline right side. Stover's 10-footer is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Asher of St. Cecilia. 6-5. Hawks have a one-point lead. There's a Brooks Asher, left-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe. Comes over here to Zach Kitten. Free throw line extended out to Cesar Tino. Out here in three-point territory. Brings it back to Thomas Skoke as he holds the ball. Out to Esch. Out here at the top of the key. Moves it across the top to Cesar Tino. Down in the right corner to Brooks Asher. Asher dribbles once out to Kitten. Down to Tino. Just to the left of the basket here. Tino trying to drive it toward the goal. Stops there. Tino gives her up now to Jamison Esch. Esch skip pass goes over the far sideline to Asher. Back out of the wing on the right side to Skoke. Back down in the corner again to Asher. Twisting and turning, drives the baseline. We got a foul called. Brooks Asher, the freshman, taking the ball to the hole there for St. Cecilia. And a foul is going to go here on the Gretna Dragons. That's going to be team foul number four already on Gretna in this first quarter. Foul goes on Batenhorst. That's going to be his first. Michael Johnson back into the lineup for Gretna. Also coming in for St. Cecilia, Alex Sheehy. Esch will come to the bench. 2:01 to play first quarter. 6-5 the score. St. Cecilia is out on top by one. Hawks will inbound the ball. Sheehy underneath his own basket. 200 pass comes out on top to Asher. Asher picked up out there. Moves it behind the screen. Now reverses the ball. Gets it to Skoke. To the near sideline is Cesar Tino. Tino driving the baseline. Puts a man in the air. Goes for the basket. The shot is up and in. Cesar Tino scores his first field goal of the year. Back the other way, a driving layup is going to be no good by Johnson. The ball tapped out. It's picked up by Johnson. 8-5 now. St. Cecilia has got a three-point lead in this one. Here's a Trevor Lighting. He throws the basket and shot is up and in. Trevor Lighting has got 5 points in the ball game now. As Gretna is back to within one, it's 8-7. Minute and 25 seconds to play here in the first quarter from the Chapman Gym. Here's Brooks Asher down the near sideline. Gets it to Cesar Tino. Drives it down to the left side of the lane. Now moves it down in the corner. Three-pointer is put up there. It's off the mark. No good. Long rebound. It goes to the far sideline. It's picked up over there by Alex Sheehy. Sheehy keeps it alive down to Asher at the free throw line. Out to Kitten. Brings it back to Asher. Asher down to Cesar Tino. Near sideline. Three-pointer put up there and in. Cesar Tino hits his first two shots that he has taken here after coming off of the bench for St. Cecilia. And 11-7 ball game. There's a three-pointer thrown up there from Johnson. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. 49 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Hawks fall behind early, but they've now got the lead 11-7 over Class B opponent Gretna here tonight. Cesar Tino with the ball out here in three-point territory. Goes to a Brooks Asher. Asher holds it to the far sideline down to Kitten. Gretna stays with a man-to-man defense. Zach Kitten looking to drive the ball, takes it down on the baseline, stops there, comes out to Asher on the wing, jumps out, throws a three-pointer up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound to Skoke. He goes back up, shovels the ball away to Tino, and his shot is up and in. Skoke gets the assist. Cesar Tino gets the field goal. 13-7 is the score now. St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Zach Stover. Comes out here to Trevor Lighting. Lighting holds the ball, moves it behind his screen. Now drives it to the top of the key. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Lighting stops and pops from 10. His shot no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. How do you like that for your first playing time of the season? As Cesar Tino hits a couple of two-point field goals and a three. He's got 7 points to lead the Hawks in scoring after the first quarter. One quarter in the books here tonight. Boys High School basketball. The score is St. Cecilia 13, Gretna 7.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia leading Gretna in boys play. It is 13-7 St. Cecilia with the opening possession in the second quarter. Here's Alex Sheehy with the ball on the wing. He has the basketball stripped away and is picked up here. Back the other way comes Dre. Takes it all into the basket. His shot good. Mitch Dre scoring there. St. Cecilia's second turnover of the ball game. Long pass down the floor. It's off of the fingertips of Asher out of bounds. St. Cecilia trying to race back the other direction, and the Hawks turn the ball away as Asher can't handle the pass out of bounds. That's three turnovers now in St. Cecilia in the ball game. 13-9 is the score. The Hawks have a four-point lead, but now Gretna has got the ball. Back in their offensive scoring zone. Lighting has got it now to Dre. Dre comes across the top to Stover. Over on the wing on the left side to Lighting. Top of the key, that's Jared Samuelson who's into the ball game now. The Lighting again. Free throw line extended left side. Bounce pass goes to Dre. The ball tipped away, but Dre picks her back up. Skip pass near sideline. Samuelson. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Esch. Jamison Esch has got the ball for St. Cecilia. Right sideline. Joel Groffel holds it now. Holds it. Now will drive it toward the goal as he takes it to the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good, but he's fouling the play. Joel Groffel takes the ball to the basket there for St. Cecilia and draws the personal foul on the Dragons. It's going to go on Jordan Batenhorst. That's going to be his second. Team foul number five on the Dragons. But this will be a shooting foul as Groffel was in the act of shooting. So Joel Groffel to the free throw line, a 45% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there. It's good. Groffel is now 10 out of 21 from the free throw line this season, averaging 6.7 points, 4.5 rebounds per game. That gives St. Cecilia a five-point lead again at 14-9 as Ralph Elias the bucket for his second one. It's up there good, so he hits a pair of free throws. Safe to say is a team hitting 57% of their foul shots so far this season. 15-9 is the score now. The Hawks enjoying a six-point lead here in this basketball game. There's Nate Skurdla with the ball. St. Cecilia stays with a man-to-man defense. Skurdla moves it over to Samuelson. Down in the corner on the left side with the ball there is Lighting. Brings it back out to Dre. He's their leading scorer, averaging about 16 points per ball game for Gretna. Comes to the near side down to Samuelson. Moves it down in the corner to Skurdla. Down to Lighting again. St. Cecilia toughening up on defense here. Samuelson has got it far sideline. Off of a screen, Skurdla's got it. Puts up a 12-footer. His shot no good. Ball goes out of bounds down on the baseline. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Gretna giving chase there with Jared Samuelson. He could not get there. Ball goes out of bounds, and St. Cecilia will play things in. 6:23 to play here in the first half. 15-9. Hawks out on top. St. Cecilia looking for their fourth win of the season here tonight. Brooks Asher with the ball in backcourt, working against pressure. Asher gets it out to Sheehy, who brings it into the offensive zone. The Groffel down the near side to Asher. Shot for three. It's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Samuelson. Samuelson to the near sideline to Lighting. Gets the ball ahead, now to Stover, down in the corner, drives the baseline against Hartford, moves it down in the left corner to Dre, his shot for three is no good. Ball tapped out, is picked up here by Lighting, drives it into the paint, his shot from 5 feet away, good. Trevor Lighting now with 7 points in the ball game. Gretna is back to within four. 15-11 is the score. St. Cecilia again facing pressure, they break it easily. Esch down the right sideline, picked up there by Nate Skurdla. Now Esch is double teamed, skip pass down in the corner to Groffel, inside to Hartford, his shot is up and in. Nice pass there by Joel Groffel. Chris Harker gets the field goal. It's now a 17-11 ball game again. The Hawks out on top by 6 points. Here comes Gretna on the offensive attack. Shooting guard basket to our right tonight. Mitch Dre out here in three-point territory. Groffel will pick him up. Dre puts the ball on the floor and dribbles it to the near side. Hands it away to Skurdla. Skurdla moves it to the top of the key. Now to Lighting around the screen. Lighting dribbling with the ball. Hands it away to Dre again. Takes it to the free throw line. Kicks it out here to Skurdla. Down the lane is running one-hander. Is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Hawks have a 17-11 lead. 5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Groffel has got it again. Works it into the paint. Throws it to the near sideline. Here's a shot by Sheehy. It's way off of the mark. Rebound comes down to Skurdla. Skurdla left-handed dribble down the left sideline to Samuelson. Spins left side of the lane. Kicks it back out here to Skurdla. Nate Skurdla will now hold it. We got a timeout called here. Brad Feakin off the Gretna bench. He wants to call a timeout. 4 minutes and 42 seconds to play here in the second quarter from the Chapman Gym. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 17, Gretna 11.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of this 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain it, knowing our community and knowing our customers. It's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming courtesy of Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics, pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 17-11 is the score. St. Cecilia leading by 6 points here. Boys High School basketball. Gretna calling the timeout. Skurdla's got it here on the near sideline. Moves it inside the free throw circle. Down to Dre. Off to a Lighting again. His shot from the elbow is up there and in. Lighting now with 9 points in the ball game for Gretna. Cesar Tino has got 7 for St. Cecilia. 17-13. The Hawks with a 4-point lead. Asher with the ball on the far side. Now to Asher at the free throw line. Shot good. Brooks Asher left wide open there. He cans the free throw line jumper. That's his first field goal. And the Hawks again leading by 6 points at 19-13. 4 minutes to play here in the second quarter from the Chapman Gym. Samuelson has got the ball. Deep wing on the left side. Cesar Tino into the ball game now and picks up the personal foul. Cesar Tino came off the bench just a minute or so into the first quarter. Hit for 7 points. Did not start the second quarter. Now he's back in there at the four-minute mark. Picks up his first personal foul of this ball game. That's the first team foul in St. Cecilia. So it'll be Gretna playing things in off of the far sideline. The Hawks have a 19-13 lead over St. Cecilia here this evening. Skurdla's got the ball off to Mitch Dre. That is Skirdla again. Bounce pass to the free throw line. Stover has got it. Turns around. Stover drives it down the right side of the lane. The shot's going to be blocked down by Hartford. And Hartford grabs the ball for St. Cecilia. Chris Hartford gets the block there for the Hawks. That's his 13th block of the season. Hartford gets the ball away now to Brooks Asher. Brooks brings it across the midcourt stripe over here to Cesar Tino. Lobs it inside to Hartford. Hartford spins in a lane, puts up an off-balance shot. It's up there and in. Chris Hartford scores. That's his second field goal of the ball game. And St. Cecilia is out to the biggest lead in the contest now at 8 points, 21-13. There's a Stover with the ball outside to Skirdla. Shot is up there and in. Nate Skirdla hits a three-pointer right in front of the Hawk bench. He's got 5 points in the ball game. And Gretna cuts the lead down to five at 21-16. St. Cecilia again with pressure. Here in the backcourt, Kitten has got the ball. Now to Asher. Gets it across the timeline to Sheehy. Hartford down on the baseline. Hartford out to Sheehy. Now to Asher. Spins it off on the right side. Tino for three. Shot good. Cesar Tino now with 10 in the ball game for St. Cecilia. It's 24-16. Again, an 8-point lead here for the Hawks. Stover has got the ball outside to Lighting. Lighting moves over to Dre. Dribble penetration. Spins left side of the lane. Puts it up on the baseline. It's up there and in. Nice move there by Mitch Dre. He's now got two field goals and 4 points in the ball game. 24-18. Hawks leading by six. St. Cecilia with the ball here. Zach Kitten in backcourt. Kitten approaching the midcourt stripe here. Still waiting to get it across. And now we got a 10-second violation on St. Cecilia. They took too long to get it across the 10-second line there. And it whistled for the violation. That's the fourth turnover on St. Cecilia. So now the Dragons have the ball here with 2 minutes and 17 seconds to play. In the second quarter, it's 24-18. The Hawks have the lead. But Gretner's got the ball. Nate Skirdla out here in three-point territory. St. Cecilia is still matching up man on man. Samuelson has got the ball over on the wing on the left side to Lighting. Out between the circles again is going to be Nate Skirdla. Right in his grill defensively is Asher for the Hawks. Over here to Dre. Takes the ball down on the baseline. Stops right there. Jump pass out on top. With it out there is a Nate Skirdla. Lobs the ball into the lane here to a Dre. Dre spins, forces up a shot in the paint. It's up there and around the rim and down. He gets the roll. Down the hole it goes. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. 24-20. St. Cecilia now with a four-point lead. Asher to Sheehy. Into the offensive zone. The ball poked away. Sheehy picks it up and a foul is going to be called. Going after the loose ball there. We're going to have a personal foul called. It's going to go on Gretna. It's going to go on Zach Stover. That's going to be his second foul. Team foul number six on the Dragons. Into the ball game now, Groffel. Groffel comes in, and coming out will be Tino. 24-20 is the score. St. Cecilia is still with a four-point lead. Here's Asher with the ball. Asher moves it left side of the lane. Out to Groffel now, behind the screen. Groffel can't put up a shot. Backs it on out. Goes to the far sideline. That's Kitten with it now. Zach Kitten dribbling with the ball. Right side of the lane. Takes it down on the baseline. Stops there. Good defense here by the Dragons. Down in the corner, Groffel lobs it inside. It's off of the fingertips of Kitten, but it's retrieved here by Skog. They work it back around to the right corner. That's going to be Kitten with the ball. Kitten takes it up on the elbow. Right side of the lane. Down in the corner again. With the basketball down there is Thomas Skog. He puts it on the floor and dribbles to the top of the key. Back down in the corner to Kitten. Now to Groffel again. Comes over to Asher. He wasn't looking for it. Goes off of his shoulder. Now we got a timeout called here as Kevin Asher up off of the bench as his son Brooks Asher was double teamed out here just across the 10-second line. We've got a timeout in St. Cecilia with 58 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 24, Gretna 20.
Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Tomorrow night it's Loop City at Adams Central basketball here on 1230 KHAS. 5:45 for the pregame, 6 o'clock for the girls game, 7:45 for the guys. Loop City and Adams Central tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS. We're at the Chapman Gym tonight at Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawks out on top of Class B opponent Gretna by the score of 24-20. St. Cecilia working with the ball. Asher out on top. Now to Groffel. He has his pocket picked back the other way. Skirdla, he drives, shoots, and scores. Skirdla takes that ball right away from Groffel. That's the fifth turnover on the Hawks in the ball game. And now Gretna is back within 2 points, 24-22. 37 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Here's Asher with the ball deep in the corner on the left side, being pressured. Nice pass, though, right in front of the basket to Ash, and he blows the easy one. Rebound comes down to Gretna. Michael Johnson with the board. Gets it ahead down to Samuelson. Samuelson to Skrdla on the far side, and he gets it to Dre. Now with 18 seconds to go, St. Cecilia and Gretna in a dogfight here tonight, 24-22. St. Cecilia's got a two-point lead. Dre with the ball out here. Dre dribbling with it now with 7 seconds. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Skip pass goes to the far side, and a three-pointer put up there and in by Jared Samuelson. Samuelson scores, and Gretna will have the lead at halftime. So Mitch Dre takes it down to the right side of the lane. Two-headed pass goes to the far sideline where Jared Samuelson was left all alone there, and he buries the three-pointer to give the Dragons the lead here at halftime. So two quarters in the books tonight in boys' high school basketball. We have reached the break. Gretna has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. It's the Dragons 25 and the Blue Hawks 24. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Boys High School basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Gretna has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia at the break, 25-24. Gretna scores the final 9 points of the second quarter. It came from a 24-16 deficit, and they hit a three-pointer by Jared Samuelson right at the horn there in the second quarter. And the Gretna Dragons have the one-point advantage over St. Cecilia at the break. The score is 25-24. Gretna jumped out to the early lead in the ball game at 5-2, but then St. Cecilia came back and scored 6 straight points to make it an 8-5 ball game. It was 13-7 in favor of St. Cecilia at the end of one quarter here tonight. The Hawks then open up a 8-point lead at 21-13. It was 24-16, and that's when Gretna scores the last 9 points of the second quarter. The Dragons have the lead here over St. Cecilia at halftime on a score of 25-24. The only other Hastings team that's in action tonight, the Hastings St. Cecilia girls, they are playing in Fillmore Central as the Hawkettes try to keep their undefeated record intact tonight. So that's the only Hastings team in action tonight, the St. Cecilia girls playing at Fillmore Central. Tomorrow night, we've got Loup City and Adams Central here on 1230 KHS. That'll be a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. 5:45 for the pregame show tomorrow afternoon. 6 o'clock will be the tip-off for the girls, 7:45 for the guys. Both games here on 1230 KHS. Then on Saturday, we'll travel to Yankton, South Dakota for Hastings College basketball. The Broncos will be playing Mount Marty on Saturday afternoon. The Hastings College women now 9-9 on the season after their win last night over Dort. They'll play the first game at 2. And the Hastings College men trying to rebound from their loss to Dort College last night. They'll try to get back on the winning track tomorrow. They're 13-5 on the season. They will play at 4. We'll have both of those games here on 1230 KHAS, beginning with a pregame show on Saturday at 1:45 from Simple Arena in Yankton. High school boys basketball action for you tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing the Gretna Dragons by one here at the break, 25-24. We'll come back and check the numbers in this ball game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Never get stuck in the snow in the Kirshner's Deal of the Week. A 2007 Dodge Dakota has the quad cab, four-wheel drive, and only 63,000 miles. Books for $59.75, yours for $13.975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday morning at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings. Or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
And we're back here at the Chapman Gymnasium. Hastings St. Cecilia right now trailing Gretna by a score of 25-24. Let's check the scoring in the first half. First of all, the Dragons being led by Trevor Whiting. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Whiting has hit 1 3-pointer, and he's got 3 2-point field goals. He's got 9 points to lead the Dragons. Only three other guys have scored so far. Nate Skirdla, he's got 7 points in the ball game. He's hit a tray. And he's got a couple of two-point field goals for 7 points. Our leading scorer is Mitch Dre. He has got 6 points so far on 3 field goals. And Jared Samuelson has knocked down a three-pointer for his only points in the ball game. Gretna has not shot a free throw here in this first half of play. Again, leading the way for the Dragons, Trevor Whiting. He has got 9 points in the ball game, just 2 turnovers for Gretna in the first half of play. They don't turn the ball over much. In fact, they're averaging only 11 turnovers per ball game. They've done a great job taking care of the basketball in the first 2 quarters against Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawks being led by Cesar Tino in the ball game. Tino has knocked down 2 3-pointers in the contest. He's got a couple of 2-point field goals. So Cesar Tino seeing his first playing time of the 2012-2013 season after coming off with a football injury. Has done a great job for St. Cecilia so far. He's got 10 points here at halftime. Chris Hartford has knocked down a couple of field goals from close range. He's got 4 points. And St. Cecilia's got 4 guys with 2 points apiece. Alex Sheehy's got 2 on a field goal. Joel Groffel has been at the free throw line. A couple of free throws for his only scoring output here in the first half. Rick Sasher has got a field goal for 2. And Jamison Esch has got a field goal for 2. St. Cecilia's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, so we have played 16 minutes. We've had 2 free throws in the ball game by Hastings St. Cecilia, and the Hawks have turned the ball only 5 times here in this first half of play. But it's Gretna hitting the 3-pointer with a couple of seconds left in the second quarter, and they've got the lead here at halftime over Hastings St. Cecilia. The score is 25-24. We'll come back with more halftime stuff coming up in 1 minute.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Getting a little bit of an early start here tonight. 25-24 at halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing Gretna in this ball game. We mentioned the high school stuff we got on tap for you this weekend. Hastings College, in addition to all that stuff, we've got some Nebraska basketball for you. The Nebraska women will be playing on Saturday this weekend. Huskers will be taking on nationally ranked Purdue at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. That'll be a Saturday game beginning at 12:45 will be the pregame show. 1 o'clock tip-off. You can catch that game on the Breeze on Saturday as the Huskers take on Purdue. The Nebraska men will play on Sunday. Huskers will take on Wisconsin. Of course, Nebraska opening up the Big Ten Conference season last night, losing to 8th-ranked Ohio State on the road. Huskers will try to break into the winning column on the Sunday afternoon as they take on the Wisconsin Badgers. 2:30 for the pregame show, 3:30 for the tip-off, 3:36 to be exact, on Sunday afternoon. So the Nebraska women playing on Saturday and the Nebraska men playing on Sunday. You can catch both games on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. So we're set to go for the second half here at the Chapman Gymnasium tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia is down by 1 point at 25-24 after leading at the end of the first quarter by a score of 13-7. Now scored 18-11 in the second quarter, including the three-pointer from Jared Samuelson with a couple of seconds left in the quarter. So now Gretna's got the ball to begin this second half of play. They'll shoot to our basket to our left. St. Cecilia going to start this second half with a little zone defense. On the far side, Johnson having problems with it. He's double-teamed, finally gets the ball away. It's mishandled by Lighting. Lighting picks her back up and puts it on the floor and dribbles to the near side. Comes back out to Dre. Dre far sideline down to Johnson. Johnson's pass is going to be kicked into the backcourt there by Esch. So I think the zone defense may have caught Gretna a little off guard here to begin this third quarter as the Dragons looked a little confused out there offensively. We played 25 seconds in the third quarter. 25-24. The Gretna Dragons have got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Mitch Dre has got the ball again for the Dragons. Throws behind a screen from Zach Stover. Now gets the ball to a Lighting. He drives the ball into the paint. A shot off the window is no good. Rebound Hartford. Chris Hartford with the ball for St. Cecilia. Gets away to Esch. Esch will meet Dre right at the 10-second line. Races the ball into the offensive zone. Pulls up on the wing on the right side. Esch bounce pass out here to Sheehy. Sheehy now left side to a Joel Groffel looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Now to Hartford. Hartford down in the baseline. He backs up. Two-handed pass out on top again to Brooks Asher. Asher comes over here to Esch. Returns it to the far side. Mishandled there by Groffel out of bounds. Turnover number 6 on St. Cecilia here in the ballgame. We've played a minute here in the third quarter. It's 25-24. Gretna's got a one-point lead. Dragons will play things in. They will walk the ball at the floor here and go to the far sideline. Holding the ball over there is going to be Trevor Lighting for Gretna. As he looks at this man-to-man defense now for St. Cecilia. Dre has got it out on top. Now to Zach Stover. Right side is on a wing again. It's going to be Dre. Jump pass inside to Stover. Stover, nice pass on the left side. The shot is up and in by Skirdla. Skirdla gets the field goal. Zach Stover gets the assist, and it's a 27-24 ball game now. The Gretna Dragons have opened up a three-point lead over St. Cecilia. Now Gretna is going to apply some pressure right at the 10-second line. Ball is tipped, but Sheehy grabs it here for the Hawks. Goes over to Bruce Asher. Asher being chased out here by Dre. Comes out to the 10-second line, and he's going to be called for the stunts. Dre put a lot of pressure on him, and the freshman, Asher, having problems with it, he's called for the traveling violation. 7 turnovers on St. Cecilia in the ballgame. The Hawks only averaged 10 on the season. 27-24, Gretna has got a three-point lead. Here's Trevor Lighting with the ball for Gretna. Lighting holds it out here in three-point territory. Now to Stover. Stover just to the left of the lane here. They get it to a Skirdla again. Back to Stover. Fakes the 15-footer. Now drives the ball to the hole. His shot is up there. No good. Ball being tapped around. It's picked up by Hartford. Chris Hartford has got it for St. Cecilia. Gets it away to Esch. Esch brings it into the forecourt. Over to Asher on the far side. Now out to Esch again as he backs up near the 10-second line. Hawks are down by 3 points, 27-24. Esch drives it. He tries to dump it away. And it's going to be out of bounds. Let's see. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Last touchdown there, I think, by Dre of Gretna. So St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Hawks still trailing by 3 points in the ball game, 27-24. Sheehy gets it to Groffel. Groffel holds it out here in three-point territory. Groffel looking to drive it. He does toward the goal. His shot is up there. There's no getting. He's fouling the play. So Groffel is fouling the play. It's going to go on Lighting. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 1 on the Dragons here in the second half, and it'll be Groffel going to the free throw line. He's the only guy to shoot free throws tonight for either team. He's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 45% foul shooting the season. As Groffel looks up there, his shot is good. St. Cecilia is a team hitting 57% from the free throw line, just 33% from the field, and 26% from three-point territory. Ralph will have another one here. St. Cecilia is within 2 now, 27-25. The next shot is up there is good. So the Hawks again within 1 point at 27-26. There's Trevor Lighting with the ball. Now to Sturla. Sturla down the near sideline. St. Cecilia back to their man-to-man defense. Here's Dre with the ball. Dre, bounce pass, left side of the lane to Lighting. Trevor Lighting wheels in the lane. A high arcing shot is up there, no good. Temp trying, no good. Rebound Stover is out with passes deflected and taken down. Hartford has got the ball for St. Cecilia. Hartford brings it to the near sideline now to Esch. Races the ball into the offensive zone here for the Hawks. Goes over to Sheehy, left side of the lane. Lobs it inside down to Hartford. Spins, puts it up off the window and scores. Hartford scores. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia reclaims the lead at 28-27 with 4:50 to play here in the third quarter from the Chapman Gym. Left side is Skirtley. Drives the ball to the hole. A shot up and in. Skirtley scoring there over Hartford. Nate Skirtley with 11 points in the ball game. He averaged only 11.4 coming in here. So Gretna back out on top, 29-28. Now we got a whistle here in backcourt. And we have got a foul that's going to be called here on Gretna. An offensive foul called there on the Dragons. It's going to go on Michael Johnson. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number one of the Dragons here in the second half. A check that's going to go on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Alex Sheehy. That's going to be his first foul. So Senna Johnson is going Sheehy of St. Cecilia. Gretna will have the ball here. Dre has got it on the wing on the right side. Dre, dribble penetration, throws it to the near side. Skirtle shot for three. Good. Nate Skirtle knocks down a three-pointer. He's got 14 points in the ball game now for Gretna. And the Dragons grab a four-point advantage. It's 32-28. Pressure again. Cesar Tino has the ball knocked loose. Picked up by Sheehy. Sheehy to Groffle. Groffle now to Hartford. His shot no good. Rebound Hartford. Follow shot up there. No good. He's fouling the play. Hartford missing an easy one there. Now a personal foul is going to be called. Going to go on Lighting of Gretna. That's going to be his second. So Chris Hartford now goes to the free throw line for the Hawks. He's got three field goals and 6 points in the ball game thus far. He's a 36% foul shooter in the season, and he knocks that one down through the hole. He's now 9 out of 23 from the free throw line. St. Cecilia is a team 5 out of 5 here today. Zach Kitten into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Groffle will come to the bench. 32-29, the Hawks down by 3. Next shot by Hartford is up there and in. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Skoke. Coming out will be Hartford. 32-30 is the score. Hawks are down by 2 points. St. Cecilia trailed by one at halftime, 25-24. So now St. Cecilia applying some pressure here in backcourt. This is going to be Nate Skirtler with the ball. Picked up on defense by Esch. Contact made right at the midcourt stripe, and a foul is going to be called here on Esch. Jamison Esch picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number two on the Hawks. Non-shooting situation. So Gretna will play things in off of the far sideline. Trevor Lighting holding the ball goes to Skirtle here in backcourt. Esch again will pick him up. Skirtle back into the offensive zone. As St. Cecilia is in a man-to-man defense, there's Dre with the ball. He works against Sheehy. Splits a couple of defenders. Puts up a shot. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Hawks. Thomas Skoke with a rebound. Comes over here to Cesar Tino. Down the right sideline, Tino gets away, drives it into the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Gretna. Gretna coming back the other way. It's going to be Skirtle with the ball. His pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. And it's going to be Gretna basketball. Caesar went down underneath the basket. He was a little bit slow in getting up. Again, he's nursing that injured leg coming off the football injury. And Kevin Asher's going to take no chances here. He'll get Cesar Tino back off of the floor here, back to the bench. 32-30 is the score. Hawks down by 2 points. Here's Batenhorst with the ball now for Gretna. He gets it in the hands of Mitch Dre, picked up there by Esch. They get it inside the free throw circle to Batenhorst, far sideline to Lighting. To Dre, now left wing to Samuelson. Back out to Dre in 3 point territory. Skip pass comes over here to Samuelson, back out on top again. That's it, Dre with the ball. To Samuelson again, left side of the lane. Out to Dre. We're down to 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Here's Samuelson. His shot for three is up there and in. Jared Samuelson, he's the guy that nailed the three right at the end of the second quarter. He buries another one here midway through quarter number three. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Gretna is down to a five-point lead at 35-30. Here's Jamison Esch with the ball for St. Cecilia. Right side to Joel Groffle, who's back into the ball game. Groffle holding it, trying to drive it down to the baseline. Moves it into the lane. His shot is up there. It's no good. He's called for the steps. Groffle trying to move it to the hole there for St. Cecilia's, whistled for the traveling violation. There's now 8 turnovers on St. Cecilia. Cesar Tino is going to come back into the ball game now for the Blue Hawks. And coming out is going to be Sheehy. So Tino back in there. Also checking out is going to be Kitten. 35-30 is the score. St. Cecilia down by 5 points here with 2.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Mitch Dre with the ball now for the Gretna Dragons. Comes over here to Jordan Batenhorst. Samuelson on the far sideline. The Lighting. Lighting picked up by Esch. Lighting looking to penetrate and then backs it on out. Bounce pass goes to Dre. Right side of the lane. He backs her up here. Skip pass comes over here. The Lighting. His shot is up. It's going to be good from three. Trevor Lighting nails a three-pointer. He's got 12 points in the ball game. And now Gretna has opened up an 8-point lead over St. Cecilia. And Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. St. Cecilia calls a timeout here. 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Kevin Asher up off of the bench. He wants to talk things over. 2 minutes to play in the third quarter here tonight. Gretna, a Class B opponent, has opened up an 8-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. It's the Dragons 38, the Blue Hawks 30.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming is brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 38-30 is the score. St. Cecilia down by 8 points here in boys high school basketball. The Hawks coming in. A record of 3 wins, 4 losses on the season. Gretna at 5-3. This is only the second game in 13 days for St. Cecilia as they try to get back into action following the Christmas holiday. Here's Cesar Tino. He falls down out here in 3-point territory, but gets the ball to Hartford. Now backdoor cut to Esch, and his shot is up and in. Hartford gets the assist. Jamison Esch gets the field goal. Esch now with 4 points in the ball game, 38-32. St. Cecilia down by 6. Here's Batenhorst, free throw line extended right side, picked up there by Asher for St. Cecilia defensively. Bounce pass goes down to Lighting on the baseline. Lighting gets away, drives into the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. Fouling the play here by St. Cecilia is Esch. That's going to be his second foul. Team foul number 3 on the Hawks. And going to the free throw line for Gretna will be Trevor Lighting. Lighting has got 12 points in the ballgame. This is the first free throw of the night for Gretna. We got a minute and 28 seconds to play in the third quarter. The shot is up there by Lighting. It's going to be no good. He's a 72% foul shooter in the season. Gretna is a team hitting 68% of their free throws. There's the next shot. That one is going to be no good. Rebound is going to be brought down by Dre. Then he is stripped of the ball. It's picked up by Esch. So Dre had the rebound off of the missed free throw. It was stripped away, and Hastings St. Cecilia's got it now. Esch races the ball into the near sideline. Brings it into the offensive zone. Asher down in the corner to Cesar Tino. 4-3. His shot's going to be short. Rebound Hartford. Ball shot. No good. He was pushed from behind. Hartford gets the offensive board, but he was pushed from behind. So he goes up with a shot. The foul is going to go on Gretna. It's going to go on Lighting. That's going to be his third foul. Team foul number 3 on the Dragons here in the second half. So now Hartford goes to the free throw line. 2 of 2 so far tonight. And the shot is up there, and the shot is no good. That is the first free throw that St. Cecilia has missed here tonight. They're now 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. Here comes Sheehy back into the ball game now, and Esch will come to the bench. 38-32, Hawks are down by 6. Hartford trying to slice into the lead right here as he toes the mark for his second free throw. It is up there, and the shot is off of the mark. It is no good. So after getting a bunch in a row there, 6 in a row, St. Cecilia misses a couple. Deep in the right corner, there's the long-range jumper by Batenhorst. No good. Rebound comes down to Hartford. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Groffel. Right-handed dribble cuts it to the center of the floor. Nice feed down to the baseline. Sheehy's little short jumper is good. Alex Sheehy has a little five-footer off of the right baseline. He scores 38-34. The Hawks now within 4 points. And now we've got a whistle away from all the action. An elbowing foul underneath the basket here is going to go on St. Cecilia. A personal foul here is going to go on Asher. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 4 on the Blue Hawks. Gretna will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Here comes Thomas Skoke into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Asher will come out. So Skoke into the ball game. The Hawks are down by 4 points, 38-34. Gretna will inbound the ball with Nate Skurdla. Skurdla comes over here to Badenhorst. Back down to Nate in the corner. Skurdla dribbles once. Comes out to Dre out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Sheehy. Down to Samuelson to Dre. Now to the far sideline again to Badenhorst to Dre. 27 seconds to play. Dre is going to crank up a three ball. His shot is going to be short. No good. Rebound loose and it's picked up by St. Cecilia. Hawks have it. Thomas Skoke has got it now to Tino. Caesar brings it into the offensive zone. Now with 14 seconds to play. Caesar Tino gets away from Dre and a foul is going to be called on Mitch Dre. Dre picks up his first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 4 on the Dragons. This will be a non-shooting situation, so St. Cecilia will play things in. 11.2 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Gretna's out on top, 38-34. Boys High School basketball action tonight. Alex Sheehy will play it in off of the far sideline. Down to Chris Hartford. Hands it back to Sheehy. 8 seconds to go. Sheehy comes to the near side. He falls down. Gets the ball now into the hands of Groffel. Off to Tino. Tino in the corner. Shot to be blocked. Out of bounds. Tino goes down. But no foul called there. Dre right out there defensively for Gretna. Blocks the three-pointer out of bounds. Caesar Tino trying to jack one up from the deep left corner. And Dre was out there defensively. So now there's only 0.5 seconds left. In the third quarter, St. Cecilia will play things in. Right side of their basket down here on the baseline. Brooks Asher looked at something in the lane here as Asher looks to play it in. He just lobs it up there. And the ball is going to be deflected away from Hartford, and that's the end of the third quarter. So three quarters in the books tonight in boys high school basketball. Gretna continues to lead Hastings St. Cecilia after three. It's the Dragons 38, the Blue Hawks 34. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
1230 KHAS.
So Gretna outscores St. Cecilia 13-10 there in the third quarter. Now the Dragons have a four-point lead, 38-34 over the Blue Hawks here in boys high school basketball. St. Cecilia will have the ball to begin this fourth and final quarter. Sheehy has got it now. Sheehy to the near sideline, puts it on the floor, dribbles out here to Asher, to Caesar Tino, to Asher, now to Esch, to Sheehy here on the near sideline, brings it back out to Esch, out in three-point territory. Alex Sheehy on the wing, bombs it inside to Hartford. Hartford trying to put a move on, throws up a shot off of the window, no good. The ball tapped out here by Sheehy. The race is on, it's still loose, it's picked up by Asher. Asher on the far sideline. Out to Jamison Esch. Now to Sheehy again. Free throw line extended right side. He drives the ball down to the baseline. Bounce pass down in the corner to Asher. His shot for three. No good. Rebound comes down to Dre. Mitch Dre has got it now for Gretna. He runs her back the other way. Near sideline to Johnson. Down in the baseline to Skurdla. Out to Johnson now. Michael Johnson holds it and hands it back here to Nate Skurdla. He dribbles out in three-point territory. Picked up there by Brooks Asher of St. Cecilia. 7 minutes to play in the game. Gretna is leading by four. It is 38-34. Here's Johnson out of Dre. Drives it, throws it down in the corner. Three-pointer jacked up there by Skurdla. No good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up by Esch. Jamison Esch has got it for St. Cecilia. He puts it on the floor. Dribbles back the other way. Caesar Tino. A little hesitation. Drives it to the hole, and a traveling violation is called in Tino. 9 turnovers on the Blue Hawks here in the ball game. I've got Gretna with just 2. 38-34. The Hawks are trailing by 4 points. 6 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the ball game. Gretna will walk her back the other way. Now on the trot, Skurdla brings it into the offensive zone. St. Cecilia is still in a man-to-man defense. Zach Stover goes back door. They're trying to get it to Dre. The ball tipped away. Dre has got it. Now to Lightning in the lane. His shot is up there and in. Trevor Lightning scores. They try to go back door in the little alley-oop there to Dre. Now the ball is going to be stripped away. Picked up by Dre. Goes for the basket. His shot's good, and he's fouled. Now they're going to say the basket doesn't count. An offensive foul is going to be called on Mitch Dre. Brad Feakin, the head coach for Gretna, can't believe that one. It's going to be an offensive charging foul on Dre. After they stole the ball away, Dre was going for the hole. And a charging foul on Mitch Dre. That's going to be his second foul. That's going to be team foul number 5, chalked up here on Gretna in the ball game. So the score remains at 40-34. Gretna has got a 6-point lead. St. Cecilia with the ball now. Joel Groffel has got it here from the Hawks. Groffel takes it to the top of the key, moves it over to Cesar Tino. Down on the baseline, tries to put a man in the air and can't do it. Sheehy has got it now. Two-handed pass comes on the near side to Asher. Asher looking to penetrate, stops, gets it away now to Groffel. His shot on the baseline, good. From the right short baseline, Joel Groffel scores. That's his first field goal of the ball game. He's got 6 points, 40-36 here. Stover twisting and turning, and his shot is up and in. Stover left side of the lane, nice move there. Left side of the basket, and Stover gets his first field goal. That gives Gretna a 6-point lead at 42-36. Asher again, double team. This pass comes out here to Tino. Tino at the top of the key, three-pointer. Hits off the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Mitch Dre. Long pass ahead. They get it here to Michael Johnson. Johnson sends it back out to Stover, now to Trevor Lighting. Lighting brings it out in 3-point territory to Skirdla. Now to Mitch Dre as he backs up there against Sheehy to the free throw line to Lighting. Back out beyond the 3-point circle, right sideline down to Michael Johnson. Johnson looking to penetrate and can't do it against the St. Cecilia man. Trevor Lighting moves it down in the corner to Dre. Dre drives it, runs into Hartford, bounce pass down to Stover. Stover holds the ball back out to Mitch Dre. Out here in 3-point territory to Lighting. We're down to 5 minutes to play. St. Cecilia down by 6. There's a pass underneath the basket to Johnson. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good as he misses one right in front of the basket. And it's going to be brought down here by Sheehy. His pass to the far sideline is going to be chipped away from Asher. And they will give the ball to St. Cecilia. They'll give the ball to the Hawks. I think one official that was ahead of the play signaled Gretna's way. But they're going to give the ball here to St. Cecilia. They will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Here comes Samuelson back into the ball game now for the Dragons. Coming out will be Michael Johnson. 42-36. St. Cecilia is trailing here in the ball game. They had an 8-point lead in the first half. Hawks are trailing by 4 points now to the Dragons. Here's Groffel with the ball. Short baseline jumper up there from the right side. No good. Dre with a rebound. Mitch Dre runs her back the other way. The big guy comes back the other direction. He gets it to Lighting. Lighting boosts it down on the baseline on the left side. It's going to be Stover back out to Lighting. St. Cecilia stays with their man-to-man defense, and now Brad Feakin wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Gretna, 4 minutes and 23 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter from the Chapman Gym. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia trailing Gretna. It's the Dragons 42, the Blue Hawks 36.
Rivals Bar and Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here from the Chapman Gym. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing Gretna by a score of 42-36. Tomorrow night we'll be at the Patriots Gym, Adams Central and Loop City. And a girls-boys basketball doubleheader, 5:45 for the pregame show, 6 o'clock for the girls' game, 7:45 for the guys. Then on Saturday we'll be in Yankton, South Dakota. Hastings College will take on Mount Marty. Women's men's basketball doubleheader beginning at 2 for the women's game, 4 o'clock for the guys, pregame at 1:45 on Saturday afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. Gretna inbounds the ball, 42-36, Dragons have the lead. And now Gretna is not going to be in any hurry to throw up any kind of a shot here. They'll work for the best shot possible. Here's a Stover with the ball. Stover gets the ball to Trevor Lighting with his back to the basket. Lighting sends it back out on top. Here's Nate Skirdla back to Lighting. Lighting picked up there by St. Cecilia's Groffel. Moves it down to the baseline. Nearly dribbles out of bounds. Gets it into the hands now of Skirdla. We're down to 4 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia down by 6 points, 42-36. Lighting comes out here in the three-point territory to Samuelson. Jared Samuelson dribbling on the ball. Out of Lighting. Here's a 12-footer put up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. Ball is loose. The scramble is on. 3-4 players to the deck. And finally, a jump ball is called. Jump ball is called. Or do we have a foul down here? We have a personal foul call. That's going to go on Zach Stover of Gretna. That's going to be his third personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Dragons. Here comes Cesar Tino back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Tino seeing his first playing time of the 2012-2013 season here tonight. Hit for 7 points in the first quarter. He scored just 3 cents. 42-36. The Hawks are down by 6. Gretna applying some pressure here at the 10-second line. Ash brings it into the offensive zone. His pass is going to be deflected, but it's picked up here by Thomas Skoke. Gets it out to Tino. Now to Ash. 3.5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. The Hawks still down by 6. Sheehy, far side. Groffalo has got it out to Tino, top of the key. Tino, right side to Sheehy. He holds the ball. Back on top again to Ash. Cranks up to Jay from three. A shot good. Jamison Ash hits a 3-ball to the top of the key. He's now got 7 points in the ball game, and the Hawks are within 3 points now. 42-39. With 3 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Gretna has got the ball. Here's Nate Skirdla. Skirdla dribbling with it. Goes to Dre on the far side. Dre is double-teamed. Gets away. Takes it down on the baseline. Goes up for a shot over Sheehy. No good. Rebound. Fought for. And it's going to be a jump ball called. As a Thomas Skoke is tied up in the play here by Mitch Dre. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Gretna. So the Dragons will maintain control here. They'll play things in. Baseline left side. Underneath their own basket. 2 minutes and 49 seconds to play in the game. 42-39. Gretna's got a 3-point lead over the Hawks. Nate Skirdla will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Skirdla looking. Gets things in. Out of Lighting. Goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up. His shot no good. And the ball ripped out of there by St. Cecilia. That's Sheehy. His pass to the far side is deflected. But Sheehy picks her back up. Now to Esch as he runs her back the other way. The Hawks are down by 3 points. They've got the ball. 2.5 minutes to go. There's a Groffel with it. Free throw line extended left side. Comes out to Esch looking to penetrate. Gretna is in a man-to-man defense. Esch bounce pass over here to Tino. Tino covered up. The ball tipped away. Tino nearly travels with the ball. Tino gets it inside down to Hartford. Goes for the basket. His shot is up there. It's good. Hartford scores over Dre. And the Hawks within one. 42-41 now. With 2 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the ballgame. Gretna has now got the ball. Mitch Dre across the midcourt stripe as the fans come to their feet here at the Chapman Gym. Zach Stover, free throw line extended left side. Stover holds on to it, now out to Lighting. Lighting comes out to Skirdla, dribble penetration to the basket. He goes and he's decked on the play. Skirdla goes down underneath the hole here, and a foul is going to be called on Chris Hartford of St. Cecilia. That's the first foul in Hartford, team foul number 5 in the Hawks. And that's going to send Nate Skirdla to the free throw line. Skirdla's had a good ball game here tonight. He's got 14 points. Averages only 8.4 on the season. He's a 57% foul shooter. He's not shot a free throw tonight. Shot is up there good. That's only the third free throw of the night for Gretna. They are now 1-3 from the charity stripe. Gretna has now got a 2-point lead over St. Cecilia, 43-41. A minute and 51 seconds to play in regulation. Skirdle will have one more shot here. Eyes the bucket. His shot is up. It's good. That gives Gretna a 3-point advantage now at 44-41. St. Cecilia now facing pressure again right at the midcourt stripe. Groffel's pass is going to be tipped. It's going to be brought down by Gretna. There's Dre. His shot is up there and in, and he's fouled into play. So St. Cecilia turns it over. Dre goes for the hole, and he is fouled into play. And now Mitch Dre will go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. Wow. The 10th turnover on St. Cecilia in the ball game. So Mitch Gray goes to the free throw line. He's a 77% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there, and the shot good. That was a big play. That gives Gretna now a 47-41 advantage with a minute and 39 seconds to play. As another pass is going to be deflected. It goes out of bounds from the far side, but they give it to St. Cecilia. A good defense here by Gretna. Here comes Sheehy back into the ball game. Esch will come to the bench. 1:34 to play in regulation. Gretna 47, St. Cecilia 41. Alex Sheehy will inbound the ball off of the far sideline. Now to Brooks Asher. Asher steps it into the offensive zone. Picked up there by Skirdla. Now Pops wants to call a timeout as Saints to say head coach Kevin Asher is off of the bench. He wants to talk things over. A minute and 28 seconds to play in regulation. We'll take a break with a score. Gretna 47, Saints to say 41.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. After the game, we'll name our player of the game and also our coach's post-game show before we get out of here tonight, so stay with us. High school basketball on 1230 KHS with a minute and 28 seconds to play. Here in regulation, St. Cecilia trailing Gretna by a score of 47-41. St. Cecilia will have more basketball action coming up this weekend. The Hawks will be playing at Lincoln Christian on Saturday. 47-41 the score. Gretna's got the lead. St. Cecilia with the ball following the timeout from head coach Kevin Asher. Here's Groffel with it. Penetrates inside the free throw circle. Comes over here to Cesar Tino. Picked up by Stover now of Gretna. Cesar trying to drive it. Comes out to the top of the key. Asher. Down to Sheehy. Moves it over here on the right side to Groffel. We're down to 68 seconds to play. Joel Groffel looking to penetrate. Stops and pops to the baseline. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Baitnors on the weak side. He's going to be fouled in backcourt. Not a very good shot there by Groffel. It's picked up on the weak side there by Jordan Baitenhorst, and he is fouled in the play. So they're going to walk to the free throw line. The personal foul goes on Tino. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 7 on the Blue Hawks. And going to the free throw line will be Jordan Baitenhorst for Gretna. He has not been there tonight. And his shot is up there. The shot good. Jordan Baitenhorst is just a 44% free throw shooter coming into the ball game tonight. But he hits a big one there. That gives Gretna a three-possession lead. It's now a 48-41 ball game. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. So the Hawks will play things in here in backcourt. They're trailing now by 7 points with 58.7 seconds to play. There's Asher with the ball now for the Blue Hawks. Stops here in backcourt. Gets the pass away. That's Groffel. Now to Asher into the offensive zone. Splits a couple of defenders. Asher comes over here to a Cesar Tino down in the corner, picked up by Stover. Cesar comes out on top at Sheehy. Now to Asher for three from the left side. His shot's an air ball. No good. Rebound loose on the baseline. It's saved there by Gretna. Saved by Baitenhorst as he gets the ball away now to Lightning, and he's going to be fouled into play. A personal foul is going to be called here on Sheehy. That's going to be his second. That's the eighth team foul in St. Cecilia. And now we walk to the other end of the floor, and we're going to have some more free throws coming up here. 35.3 seconds to play. Gretna is out on top. Now the Dragons look to add to the total right here with Trevor Lighting. 14 points in the ball game for Lighting. 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. His shot is up there. He misses that one. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Hawks runner back the other way. Groffel out of the near sideline. Sheehy back on top again to Groffel. Fakes the three. Drives it down the lane. Stops. Comes to Hartford. Chris Hartford right side of the lane. He backs up. Spins in the lane. Forces up a shot in front of the basket. It's going to be no good. Lighting grabs the rebound. Lighting has got it, and now he's going to be fouled into play. So St. Cecilia missing the shots down the stretch here and forcing Gretna to go to the free throw line. We got just 17.2 seconds to play. The Hawks are trailing by 7 points at 48-41. And down to the free throw line for Gretna is going to be Trevor Lighting. Lighting 14 points in the ball game. He missed one on the front end of the 1-1 just a few seconds ago. He's 0 out of 3 from the free throw line, and he hits that one. He'll get the bonus now. 49-41 is now an 8-point lead for the Gretna Dragons here in the fourth quarter. Lighting will have one more. Shot is up there. It's good. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Esch. It's 50-41. Gretna has scored the last 8 points here in the ball game after St. Cecilia cut the lead to 1 point at 42-41. 15 seconds to go. Here's St. Cecilia with the ball. Groffel has got it down the near sideline. Drawful, jump pass out on top. They get it out here to Esch. Esch at the top of the key. He moves it down in the corner to Asher. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. Comes to the near sideline. Picked up by Esch. His shot from half court is off the rim. No good. And that is the ball game. The Gretna Dragons knock off Hastings St. Cecilia. Gretna scores the final 8 points in the ball game after St. Cecilia closed the gap to 42-41 with 2 minutes and 11 seconds to play. The Hawks held scoreless in the final 2-11 of the ball game, and Gretna goes on to beat Hastings St. Cecilia tonight by a score of 50-41. So St. Cecilia drops to 3 wins and 5 losses on the season. They'll get ready to face Lincoln Christian in Lincoln coming up on Saturday. Meanwhile, it'll be Gretna. They'll be off until January the 8th when they play host to Boys Town at home. Again, St. Cecilia dropping this one here tonight in boys high school basketball. Final score of 50-41. We'll come back and check the numbers right after this.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uradell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HD media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Caring about customers first is a Midas commitment and our pledge to you. Trust your Midas Auto Service and tire experts for all your car care needs. Midas is the best place for new tires. Stop into Midas and receive a free alignment check and a $75 mill-in rebate with the purchase of 4 select Cooper tires. Midas will also include free rotation and free flat repair for the life of your tires. Midas, total car care, total customer care. Midas of Grand Island and Kearney.
Limited time offer.
Trust the Midas touch.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Chapman Gym, Gretna comes to town and beats Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. Boys High School basketball final score of 50-41. Very competitive basketball game here tonight. A seesaw battle most of the way. St. Cecilia 13-7 after the first quarter. Gretna came back, outscored the Hawks in the second period 18-11. They got a three-pointer with about 2 seconds to play in the second period by Jared Samuelson. They give Gretna the lead at halftime. Gretna outscoring St. Cecilia 13-10 in the third quarter at 38-34. Hawks came back to make it a game in the fourth quarter. Pulled within 1 point at 42-41 with 2 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the ball game. But then St. Cecilia did not score again. And Gretna scores the final 8 points in the ball game. And they go on to beat St. Cecilia tonight by a score of 50-41. Hawks getting 10 points apiece tonight from Caesar Tino and Chris Hartford. Hartford had 4 field goals, and he was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line for his 10. Caesar Tino, he knocks down a couple of 3-pointers in the ball game and a couple of 2-point field goals. He scores 10 points in the ball game. He scored all 10 in the first half of play, and he had 7 of those in the first quarter. Other scores for St. Cecilia tonight, Jamison Esch, he had 7 and a couple of field goals and a 3-pointer for his 7 points. Joel Groffel had a field goal. He was 4 out of 4 from the free throw line for 6. Alex Shee, he had a couple of field goals and 4 points. Zach Kitten had a field goal for 2. St. Cecilia, 6 out of 8 from the free throw line tonight. Gretna was 6 out of 10 from the charity stripe. They were led by Trevor Lighting and Nate Skirdla. They scored 16 points in the ball game. Lighting was 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. Skirdla was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. They each scored 16 for Gretna. Mitch Dre ends up with 9 points in the ball game. He was their leading scorer coming in, averaging 16.2. Jared Samuelson ends up with 6 points in the ball game and a couple of 3-pointers. Zach Stover had 2 points, and Jordan Batenhorst had 1 point. He was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. So again, Gretna knocks off Hastings St. Cecilia tonight in boys high school basketball. Final score of 50-41. The Hawks are now 3-5 in the season and will play at Lincoln Christian coming up on Saturday. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Kent St. Cecilia dropping this one here tonight to the Gretna Dragons by a score of 50-41. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Again, a couple of guys leading the Hawks in scoring tonight. Cesar Tino playing his first action of the 2012-2013 season, scoring 7 points in the first quarter, three more on a three-pointer in the second quarter, and did not score the rest of the way, but he ends up with 10 points in the ball game. Chris Hartford also with 10 points, lead the Hawks in scoring offensively. Good performance by Brooks Asher again tonight, scores just 2 points, but dished out a couple of assists in the ball game. Jamison Esch, he had a three-pointer in the contest today, a couple of two-point field goals. He had 7 points. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia will be 6'5" senior Chris Hartford for the Blue Hawks. He picks up a bushel basket full of rebounds in the ball game tonight. Also, 10 points in the contest, 4 field goals, 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. So, Chris Hartford, our player of the game tonight, as Hastings St. Cecilia drops this one to Gretna by a score of 50-41. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHIS.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Call 402-462-9190. Stay tuned. More postgame coverage is coming up on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future. And compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources, working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
Our post-game coverage continues with nothing but net. Now, let's go back to the court for the coaches' post-game show.
We're back here at the Chapman Gymnasium. Again, Gretna wins it over Hastings St. Cecilia tonight by a score of 50-41. Still waiting for Kevin Asher to make his way back out of the locker room and up to the broadcast facility here tonight. St. Cecilia, a very competitive ball game against a Class B opponent tonight in Gretna, but they come up a little bit short as they run out of gas in the fourth quarter of play. St. Cecilia going the final 2 minutes and 11 seconds without scoring. And they get outscored by Gretna 8-0. As the Dragons go on to beat the Hawks tonight by a score of 50-41. St. Cecilia led at the end of the first quarter by a score of 13-7. And Gretna hitting a shot with about 2 seconds to play in the second quarter, a three-pointer by Jared Samuelson. They went into the locker room with a one-point lead at halftime, 25-24. Gretna stretches the lead to 4 points after three quarters at 38-34. It was 42-41 with 2 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the fourth. And the Dragons score the final 8 points, and they beat St. Cecilia tonight by a score of 50-41. Gretna is now 6-3 on the season as they get ready to play Boys Town, a tough ball game next week. That'll be a home contest, and St. Cecilia, they will go to 3 wins and 5 losses after this one. They will play at Lincoln Christian on Saturday. Get you set up for the rest of the weekend. You're on 1230 KHIS. We've got high school basketball again tomorrow night. Loop City is going to be in town to take on Adams Central. That'll be a girls-boys basketball doubleheader at the Patriots Gym, 5:45 for the pregame show, 6 o'clock for the girls' game, and about 7:45 for the guys. And then on Saturday, we'll be with Hastings College as the Broncos will be on the road. They'll play in Yankton, South Dakota, against the Lancers of Mount Barty, 2 o'clock for the women's ball game, and 4 o'clock for the guys' pregame show at about 1:45 on Saturday afternoon on 1230 KHIS. We'll talk to the coach next. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHIS.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials. And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com to download our world-famous Facebook app for even more fun and coupons.
Bullseye, you know what you say.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
St. Cecilia drops this one to Gretna tonight by a score of 50-41 as Kevin Asher, the head man for St. Cecilia, joins us in the post game. And Coach, we'll get right to it. You go to the final 2 minutes and 11 seconds without scoring in the fourth. Talk about that.
Well, their defense really is intimidating out front. You know, they're keeping you out of any entry. You can't run a set play against it due to the fact of all the guard pressure out front. And, you know, we missed a couple opportunities there. You know, you just small opportunities, good shots, you know, but that's the pressure of the moment, you know, and we got, you know, 3 or 4 looks, I thought, inside. Chris Hartford had one. I think Joel Groffel had one. Had a couple looks at threes, didn't go down, but, you know, credit Gretna for most of the chaos that really they took us out of our offense there, and that's why, you know, we weren't really in any comfort zone or really rhythm at all in the second half.
Really, throughout the ball game, you had problems really getting synced up offensively, didn't you?
Yeah, I thought we did a great job the first half of any type of trapping situation. I don't think the turnover situation was bad at halftime at all. I just didn't think we were getting anything inside like we could. And then Chris got going a little bit. I don't think he had a rebound at halftime, and in the second half, he had 11 rebounds. So that just shows that maybe we weren't finding him. And I thought, you know, move the ball real well in the first half, a little more crisp. Second half, it was kind of like, well, we were on our heels a little bit.
Was that because of their defense? Or?
Yeah, I think your kids don't want to make a mistake in that situation with, you know, turning it over. You know, you're the first half you're playing and you're moving the basketball, and then all of a sudden the game, you know, they take the lead and you think every possession becomes a 5-point possession when really just move the basketball and cut a little harder. But I mean, I got to give Gretna a lot of credit. I mean, that's what we expected out of them as far as the defenses they showed us. They just did a good job of forcing us into some things we didn't want.
You got to Caesar in the ball game tonight, right off the bench to score 7 in the first quarter, hit a 3 in the second quarter, and then nothing the rest of the way. They all of a sudden found his number real fast.
Yeah, I mean, he's no secret, and he came out and got some nice little looks early that got him in the rhythm, and it was just good to see him back on the floor regardless of how many minutes he played. He played more minutes than I probably should have played him, but, you know, I asked him with 4.5 minutes. He didn't want to come out, and then I said, well, you can't play 7 minutes straight. So it's a deal where he gives us more depth, he gives us leadership, and it's definitely going to pay off and make our team better at the end of the year.
Just adds a little bit more depth. attempt. We saw his outside shooting in there. That's something that's
without
Hartford bottled up inside, that's going to open things up for you.
It should open things up. You know, the athleticism that Gretna brings, they can play almost two guys at a time, and we didn't do a very good job maybe at times of finding even a guy like Caesar. But, you know, he fatigued, and the entire team at times I thought didn't move as well as they should, you know, to get themselves open. But we will look at the film. You know, it's hard to tell. I thought we competed awful hard, and, you know, we're in a position to, you know, maybe pull the upset off. But give Gretna a lot of credit. They're well coached, and they executed some things here right at the right time to get them an easy bucket. And, you know, free throws down the stretch, they knocked them down.
So Hastings St. Cecilia drops one here tonight. This is just the beginning. We kind of talked in the pregame show, just the beginning of a long little stretch here where you're going to have games like this each and every night, and you're going to have to battle with all these big-time teams coming up here.
Yeah, it is, and that's the one thing. Our confidence is growing, and I know sometimes that's hard to believe that it's growing when you're not winning basketball games, but our kids relish the challenges ahead. You know, we know that just like playing Norfolk Catholic and Sandy Creek right before Christmas on the road, I mean, those are challenges. I mean, we do not have any game where we can't be prepared. We talked a lot about life's lessons, and competition brings out the best. And that's sometimes what separates those Class B athletes from those Class C2 guys. I mean, there's no doubt we have just as strong athletes. It's just the fact that they have competed and competed and competed all their lives. And right now we're in a competition right now that we've got four opponents coming up that if we don't compete, we can get rolled. And if we compete, we can be right there. And, you know, we're going to put on our toughness hat and go back to work tomorrow and try to get our kids, you know, get their chin off their chest and be ready to play at Christian, because that's a team that is very dangerous too.
You're not going to get a whole lot of sleep here in the next 10 days, are you?
No. There's a lot of film to be watched, and we're just this is a fun time, though. You'd rather be playing a lot of games in January than practicing anyway. Those kids, they don't, you know, they're practice. Allen Iverson, you know, they don't want to do that anymore. They've seen enough of me in practice, so it's a matter of getting themselves ready to play, you know, at the, you know, every other night. And that's what we talked about. Hey, our kids will keep their chins up. They've got a positive attitude, and we're going to approach this with, you know, just a real strong heart.
Okay, have a good night. We'll see you again.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep, Kevin Asher, the head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia, and the Hawks dropping this one here tonight to Gretna by a score of 50-41. Gretna scores the final 8 points of the ball game. St. Cecilia goes the final 2 minutes and 11 seconds without scoring in this ball game, and Gretna knocks off the Hawks tonight here on their home floor by a score of 50-41. St. Cecilia is now 3-5 on the season. Tomorrow night, Adams Central and Loup City. Again, 5:45 for the pregame show tomorrow night, 6 o'clock for the tip-off of the girls' game, 7:45 for the boys. We'll have all the action here on 1230 KHIS. That will wrap things up from the Chapman Gym tonight. From my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show, Nothing But Net. Catch the excitement of high school sports all season long on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. High school basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.